Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. The ladies' quilting group at First Reformed Church is hard at work. Sewing for a project aimed to provide warmth and comfort to children who need it most. Nancy Vanderpool and a group of nearly a dozen women have been working to make weighted blankets for kids in the community and beyond. Vanderpool heard the idea from her participation in a quilting guild.
This originally started as hearing from the quilt guild that I belong to of making weighted blankets and the need for that for autistic children or special needs. And from there it evolved and we started making blankets, and then Millie got us working with the school in making special lap pads for them.
Millie Vandekeef, who helps with the project, says she goes to church with Jefferson Intermediate Principal Brian Miller and proposed an idea.
I met with Brian Miller one morning and said, certainly you have children in your schools that need something like this. And having taught in the public school, I knew that there's a special need for those kinds of things. And so it sort of mushroomed from there. We brought over a couple samples, and Betty Ballard ended up saying, this is what works. We'd like it this way or that way.
So Miller then passed the message on to special education teacher Betty Ballard, who helped distribute the blankets to classrooms and students.
He connected us to Millie Vandekeef, and then she came and brought some blankets into the school and said, is this something that you could use? Gave some examples to us, and I was very excited, and so several of us got together, and I started keeping track. Okay, your room, and how many you'd like, and so then we got a big order form together, and the ladies worked and worked, and then when they brought the blankets in, I just started crying because I thought maybe there would be two or three ladies, and in the room walked this long row of 11 ladies that came in with the blankets, and I thought, what a labor of love that they have done for our students. It was so touching and moving to me.
Janet Rauenhorst is called quality control of the project and explains they use select materials to ensure the blankets have good weight to them without being overwhelming.
Right now we are using a denim fabric so that all of them are the same when they're given out, and they are filled with polyester beads in squares that are sewn on the fabric, and the beads are supposed to weigh a scant quarter of a cup, and if they aren't, I send them back to the filling department.
Vandekeef says the main benefit is they work for various physical or social issues a student could face any given day.
It calms them down. One on our trial run, one child who tried it out said, oh, this keeps me focused. It seemed to calm them. And anything we can do that doesn't have to put prescription medicine in their little bodies, I think it works. It seems to lots of testimonials.
Special education instructor Mary Klein and Ballard both shared examples of how students have used those gifts on a day-to-day basis.
I think in our classroom yesterday, I had a girl typing her personal narrative for her language arts, and she sat at the computer. It was about 30 minutes, and she had the lap blanket on, and when she got done typing, she took the blanket off and said, ah.
When I was in the fifth grade classroom the other day and a student was just not able to sit in his chair, we have a smaller blanket that they've made that just can be on their lap, and it was made out of denim, and so it's not noticeable or flashy or anything. And I just asked the student if they'd like to go get the blanket, and so he went and got the blanket and he put that on his lap and was able to listen to the rest of the math lesson, just kind of calming for him. So it's really neat to have that special gift.
The benefits aren't limited to children.
We've also made full-size blankets for those that have a restless leg. We have also made a smaller one, but some of them are given to people that just have a hard time sleeping at night if they have anxiety issues.
In fact, the positives gained also help those that are making the blankets, and spending hours of their weeks trying to make an impact on the community they love.
Well, it's such a need because when you see children actually settle down and have a smile on their face, that's what it's all about, is helping people that just need that extra little help that we can give them.
And if we have, you know, concerns for each other or whatever, those are shared and then we can pray for those, you know, or whatever like that.
It's just a time that you feel so blessed when you leave. It's always better to take away something that we feel so grateful that we've been able to help someone.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.